Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Brown University's Certificate in Mindfulness-Based Stress Reduction Teaching is an opportunity to learn how to teach MBSR from renowned instructors and teacher trainers. Join us on this journey of discovery. Learn more at professional.brown.edu.
We hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
This is our Signal Storm podcast.
If I'm being honest, I think this all began back during the era of Obama. The era of Obama, President Barack Hussein Obama. That's when I think we started seeing the downhill slide of what's happening in the United States of America. Let me explain what I mean. When Barack Hussein Obama started populating the U.S. government with a bunch of anti-American, anti-constitutional, anti-rule of law freaks, that's when we started seeing our civil rights being eroded, our liberties being eroded, and our prosperity being eroded. Barack Hussein Obama, or whoever was handling him, figured out this is the way you take down America. You know, the radicalized Islamic fundamentalist terrorists figured it out first. Actually, they published manuals saying this is how you defeat the American justice system. But those manuals were published to get you out of trouble once you were caught committing terrorism, harming America. Barack Hussein Obama and his ilk, they decided to take a chapter out of that book and say, well, we in government are going to do that too. We're going to be the terrorists. We're going to attack the United States of America, our citizens. And from that point, Barack Hussein Obama behaved as if the Constitution and the rules didn't apply to him. He was unrestrained. He was unrestricted. I'll give you an example. Barack Hussein Obama made a recess appointment, several of them actually, to a couple of organizations. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which he created, it's unconstitutional, it's anti-business, anti-American, should never have been allowed to be founded to begin with. And then also to something called the National Labor Relations Board. Now, he made these appointments, these recess appointments, only one problem. The United States Senate was not in recess. He was allowed to make appointments if the Congress were in recess, but the Senate was not. It was in a pro forma session, so that prevented him, according to the Constitution, from doing recess appointments. He did it anyway and said, sue me. And then he was found later by the Supreme Court to have violated the Constitution. Do you know what Barack Obama, what price he paid for doing that? Nothing. That's right. The occupier of the Oval Office, the sitting occupier of the Oval Office, violated the Constitution of the United States, which is our agreement. This is what we shake our hands and say, this is how our government will conduct itself. This is how we'll conduct ourselves as citizens. Obama just broke it. And then we came to find out, oh, Obama or any one of his sickos who work for him, you can just do it. You can just break the law. And you know what the penalty is? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Now, the Democrats have figured this out. The Republicans refuse. The Republicans refuse to break the law because, allegedly, they're the party that's supposed to stand for the Constitution, stand for the rule of law. As a matter of fact, Ken Paxton, the Attorney General of the great state of Texas, who will be coming on to this podcast this week, I had a conversation with him. He said, yeah, that's kind of our Achilles heel. We follow the rules. The other side doesn't. So it has become glowingly apparent to me, my friends, that an election every 2, 4, or 6 years, that's congressman, president, or senator, is insufficient to garner the proper amount of accountability for people who have figured out, hey, I can break the rules and nothing's going to happen to me. The culmination of all of this is what's happened with the Twitter files. Now, Twitter has been coming out with a whole bunch of revelations on how individuals in your government have worked to usurp your rights. In this case, your right of free speech, politically protected, to undertake politically protected speech. Now, look, for your normal apparatchiks who are government employees or appointees, there are mechanisms by which we can remove them. They can lose their jobs. But what happens if these individuals are operating at the behest of elected officials? What I am out there pushing is something along the lines of a law that gives we the people some recompense in between elections. And it impacts those who are appointed, those who are elected, or those who are hired in the federal government. If you're found to be denying your fellow citizens their basic constitutional rights, there must be not just a penalty, but severe penalties. And what we've been floating out there is this idea of, okay, number one, you lose your job immediately. And that means if you're a elected official, if you're appointed or you're hired, you lose your job. Then there's a lifetime prohibition on you ever holding a government position because you cannot be trusted to be in government. And then there's a fine or prison time or both. This is the level that I believe that we have to achieve for accountability to dissuade people from getting into government and usurping our rights. Are there any pre-existing types of laws or protocols that I'm unaware of? We're going to talk about that with Jenna Ellis coming up next.
And now a word from our sponsor.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Do you ever wonder what it would be like to trust that where you get your news is accurate and pro-citizen? Well, Texas Scorecard has you covered. We give you real news for real Texans. Go to TexasScorecard.com today.
Folks, as a reminder, I am your liberty-loving Latino. Do not confuse me with loudmouth leftist Latinos out there who want to take away your constitutional rights. I want to preserve them. I actually love my country. I love the Constitution. I love our freedoms, and I don't want to see them go away. Let me bring on somebody who shares my love of freedom and the Constitution, Jenna Ellis, a constitutional law attorney, a former member of President Trump's legal team, and host of the Jenna Ellis Show on the Salem Radio Network. Jenna, welcome back.
Great to talk with you, Chris. Thanks.
Okay. So over the weekend, the Twitter files reveal James Baker and other members of the Democrat regime worked to violate and steal our First Amendment rights under the Constitution. Now, I was telling the folks, I gave you a little homework to research over the weekend and basically asked you this question. Comb through examples of where elected leaders have usurped the constitutional rights of citizens and find where courts or jurisdictions have punished those people. What did you find?
Yeah. Well, you know, as we've talked about, Chris, you know, it's really unfortunate that often there isn't a judicial remedy in terms of a breach of constitutional rights other than to go back and reverse the error or when we're talking about a First Amendment right. So, you know, there is a seminal case that is Bevins versus six unknown Fed narcotics agents. For those who are keeping score, the citation is 403 U.S. 388. And that's basically the case that the Supreme Court goes back to when we're talking about a breach of constitutional rights by the federal government. And interestingly, the Supreme Court, even in just this last term back in June, held in Egbert versus Boulay, I think is how you pronounce it, that basically this question came up in the a separate context of whether or not a First Amendment retaliation case from the government could move forward by a private citizen who had a case that was immigration related. And the court in that instance basically said that Congress and the legislature was the remedy. And that often happens in situations where legislatively Congress hasn't provided for a specific remedy. And so what's, I think, really frustrating in the broader picture here for people who are looking at Twitter files and saying, you know, this is obviously something that shouldn't happen in America. What is going to be the punishment? What is going to be the remedy? We really do need Congress and also the state legislatures to step in, like state legislatures have done with things like the Zuckbox and other types of election-specific related interference and activity, and also like the legislature has stepped in before on issues of censorship and basically telling the government, no, on these specific items, you have to protect the constitutional rights of Americans. And so really, the issue here, especially going into January and the new Republican majority, I think it's incumbent upon all of us to make it very clear to our state legislature, but also to Congress, that this needs to be a top priority, because censorship of Americans specifically designed to stop stories from coming out that may have an influence on how Americans vote in elections absolutely should not happen in this country.
So what I'm hearing from you is that we, on the federal level, we really have no recourse. So long as there's a guy by the name of Mitch McConnell, and I would argue Kevin McCarthy, so long as these 12 Republicans who voted to put a target on every every religious institution's back with this vote of theirs, and let me just go through those names. Roy Blunt, Richard Burr, Tom Tillis, Shelley Moore Capito, Susan Collins, Joni Ernst, Cynthia Loomis, Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan, Rob Portman, Mitt Romney, and Todd Young. All of those individuals who seem to be arrayed at going after the First Amendment rights or the constitutional rights of Americans with no punishment or regard for government. So it looks like to me we should be focusing our efforts on the states to protect us from these government abuses and empowering the states to sue the federal government and make their life miserable. Am I reading you right?
Yeah, and you know, and obviously it depends on the issue that we're talking about, because when you're talking about, you know, those 12 Republican senators that voted to essentially codify the Obergefell decision and for this so-called Respect for Marriage Act, which is nothing of the sort, it's actually disrespect for marriage, and it's disrespect for religious liberty and for the First Amendment constitutional protected rights of Americans for free exercise of religion. This is something that Congress does not have the authority to legislate on. It's the exact same analysis as the Dobbs decision just this past summer with yep. abortion as well, that the Supreme Court said this is a state issue. It is not an issue that is given to the federal government to legislate on in terms of the regulation. And in terms of regulation of abortion, regulation of marriage, those things are given to the states to determine. And so my hope and prayer is that the Respect for Marriage Act goes on the dustbin of history in the exact same way that the Dobbs opinion does. And whether or not, you know, anyone personally listening is an advocate for so-called same-sex marriage, I'm not. I'm a Christian. I believe God ordained marriage between one man and one woman, and we as human beings don't have any authority to redefine it. But those are arguments that need to be made on a state level. It is not for the federal government either way to suggest to the states what they can and can't recognize in terms of marriage. You know, get a federal marriage license, for example.
Yep.
So when we're talking about elections as well, we can have, we absolutely have to have the election law that is followed in the administration of elections, and interference in this type of way. There need to be specific remedies that state legislatures put through, but that can happen on the state level as well, just like there's federal election interference laws that hopefully some of this, as we're still finding out what's happening on the Twitter files, potentially some of this could fall under already a federal law that is designed to provide some remedies against election interference. But in terms of just a First Amendment analysis, I don't see that there yet, at least, that there's any specific remedy other than, you know, the government just going, well, you know, sorry, hey,
our bad.
Yeah, we did that.
I know.
Bad.
Yeah.
Bad for you. And good thing Elon took over. Ha ha.
Exactly. Jenna Ellis, our guest right now, constitutional law attorney, former member of President Trump's legal team, and she is, of course, the host of the Jenna Ellis Show on the Salem Radio Network. So here's what the Democrats have figured out. Gavin Newsom in California says, I'm going to prevent people from going to church and use the China virus as the excuse, a complete violation of the First Amendment protection of the freedom of expression of religion. And the courts found that he did his harm. The courts found he was unconstitutional in doing harm. And he was like, okay, thanks. And he goes on with his merry way. Barack Hussein Obama violated the Constitution as easy as if he were taking a breath, and was struck down 99.9% of the time after he was able to do his damage to the American people. And Beijing Biden is doing the same. And his regime, what I would argue is still the Obama regime, Jenna, they are saying, this is great. We get to violate people's rights and constitutional rights. Then the courts say, naughty, 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 in about 2 or 3 years after the damage is being done. And the people have no recompense. The people there is no punishment for those who break our most sacred trust. Does it? Now, I know that nothing will change on the federal level so long as a guy by the name of Mitch McConnell is in power, or so long as we have the current Republican Party. But doesn't that dynamic of government being able to do harm at will with no ability for the American people to seek recompense, doesn't that have to change?
Absolutely, it does. Absolutely. And ironically, when we're talking about something like Gavin Newsom, for example, the remedy there was only monetary damages. And guess who pays for it? The taxpayers of California.
Right.
There's nothing else that happens to any of these people who are in public office, who willfully and knowingly circumvent the Constitution. They overstep their authority in a variety of ways and in a variety of branches. And we don't have a system that is actually holding them accountable. And one of the things that you and I were just talking about yesterday is that our founders, I think even though they understood the nature of man, they understood that, you know, government needed to make sure to curtail man's baser instincts, what we didn't do in the founding of this country in terms of separation of powers and limiting the federal government was have a way that the people could curtail a government that became so bureaucratic, so deep state, so administrative state that our elections aren't even administered properly, because the remedy should have been impeachment, removal. That doesn't happen anymore for members of Congress, you know, that by themselves, that they don't expel each other for going against the Constitution. There's not impeachments that happen for Joe Biden, for Gavin Newsom, for all of these people that actually end up in removal. And so what the remedy is should be elections, to say we can vote them out of office. But then when you have these types of interference, and the Democrats have perfected this, they've perfected ballot harvesting and so many other things,
right,
then it's not genuinely the will of the people anymore. And so there's ultimately no accountability, and that's what needs to change.
That has to change. Look, I've only got about a minute and a half with you because I know you got to scoot. So you and I just spent the last 11 minutes trashing Democrats for their violation of our rights. And then you've got President Trump over the weekend on Truth Social saying that he is calling for the abandonment of the United States Constitution as it pertains to elections. If I'm going to condemn Democrats for their lawless behavior and their betrayal of the Constitution, I cannot back any Republican who says, oh, yeah, we ought to be abandoning the Constitution. I can't do it. What about you?
No, absolutely not. And as a constitutionalist, as an American, as a lawyer, as someone who loves this country, I won't support any statement from any Republican or anyone in this country, including the former president, who suggests in any way that we need to abandon the Constitution or go outside the rule of law. And Republicans, for far too long, including Mitch McConnell and, you know, all of these others, these 12 Republicans that you've just named who are clearly going outside of the authority of the Constitution, it is not at all within the scope of their authority. It's not what we should do as Americans. And as conservatives and as constitutionalists, we need to make sure that we are always advocating for remedies that uphold our Constitution, are within the margins of the Constitution, and are within the rule of law. Because as soon as we abandon it, we are simply giving the Democrats exactly what they want, which is to tear down our constitutional republic. They want to abandon the Constitution. We can't.
That's right. Folks, don't be Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell supports when Democrats violate the Constitution. The only reason why he would decry President Trump's call for violating the Constitution is he doesn't like Trump. So don't be a Mitch McConnell. Jenna Ellis, constitutional law attorney, President Trump's former legal team, and host of the Jenna Ellis Show on the Salem Radio Network. Lady, appreciate the time as always.
Thanks so much. Great to be as always.
And that's going to do it for this edition of the Salcedo Storm Podcast. Do me a favor, folks. Visit a couple of websites for me. TexasScorecard.com. That's TexasScorecard.com. All the news that is big in Texas. And big in Texas means big all over these United States. Also, check out ChrisSalcedo.com. ChrisSalcedo.com. Once you're there, all kinds of things you can do. Drop me a voicemail. Drop me an email. Check out how to book me for a speech. Track down the Chris Salcedo shows on Talk Radio in the Morning, AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. There's an app for that so you can hear it all over the country. Also on Newsmax TV, 4 o'clock Eastern until 5, Monday through Friday. Till we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government, but rather how much power is reserved for you and me. We, the people. See ya.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Brown University's Certificate in Mindfulness-Based Stress Reduction Teaching is an opportunity to learn how to teach MBSR from renowned instructors and teacher trainers. Join us on this journey of discovery. Learn more at professional.brown.edu.